This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from 98.3 FM WISS, downtown Oshkosh. And of course, the Civic Media app worldwide at 97.9 FM WGBW. Having a great time down here. We've had Lisa Hale on, Ryan Rasmussen, the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, talk about today being Giving Tuesday. Pat Tracy and Caitlin McWilliams from Discover Oshkosh, how much fun are they? And now another couple of people here who are just doing great things for the community. David Rucker from Bank First and Jody Vandermolen, Winnebago Home Builders Association. Talk about your Toys for Tots program. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you. How did you get together?
We didn't scare you off. You guys were waiting around there. And we had Pat here.
It was a little intimidating.
Yeah, okay. I just want to double check. Thanks for sticking around. We'll transition.
You're two great organizations. And so how did you come together? Did you finance these guys? And then what you're doing for Toys for Tots, we're big supporters of that in other communities. So tell us a little bit about your relationship and why you chose Toys for Tots.
Yeah, thank you so much. Jody and I have worked together for many years in different capacities. And Jody came to our mid-morning Kiwanis meeting a month or so ago and was talking about Toys for Tots and just perfect with the Kiwanis group. And being at Bank First, we are simply a drop-off point for Toys for Tots.
Nice.
And I know Jody, this is kind of her piece. We are just part of a big puzzle at Bank First to help with this program for Jody.
Well, they buy these new toys unwrapped and they need to drop them off somewhere that's convenient, and you guys are pretty much everywhere.
Absolutely. And we're one of how many, Jody?
Oh, I think we have over 82 drop-off locations.
Great. Can you name them? I'm just
kidding. Alphabetical order, please.
Is there a hot item this Christmas? You know, like years and years ago, the Cabbage Patch dolls and the
Legos are huge.
They are.
How did those make such a resurgence? I mean, they were around when I was a kid, and now it's unbelievable.
They have Lego events throughout the year. It's just
Did they say something at the Resch this past year, a whole convention or whatever? Yeah.
Legos.
Well, and they actually start out Legos as infants now. They have the big Lego blocks that infants can use and start stacking and get them going on it. So.
And some of that stuff they make is amazing.
That's good because those small pieces could get in their mouth. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
My kids are much older, so wow, that's pretty cool.
I always hated stepping on those stocking feet.
Those are tough in the morning, and they're trying to get downstairs and boom. Hey, tell me about the home builders. The home builders we talked about a little bit on the way down here, that's so much more than a home builder, in quotes. You know, there's, you're so connected with other, obviously the bank, but
right. So
title
we're,
companies. And-
yeah, so we're a membership organization for the builders. And so we're part of the State Builders Association and the National Builders Association. And so we have a lot of great members. We have banks, we have insurance companies,
right.
You know, obviously builders, framers, you know, interior designers, you know, you name it, anything that touches a builder can be a part of our association.
And how cool is that they want to participate in Toys for Tots?
Yeah, so they had been doing it before I came on board. I've been there about 11 years. And when I came on board, we became the coordinators with the National Toys for Tots program.
Okay.
And with that, we've been able to just continually grow the Toys for Tots in Winnebago County.
Between you guys and up in our area, the United States Marine Corps Reserve, boy, talk about a couple of entities that really jump into it.
Oh, yeah.
And you must be very pleased with the response.
Oh, it is remarkable. I will tell you that I think for us, we are blessed in Winnebago County because we have so many people that are so you know, they support us so well that it's unbelievable. When you see, when we come on one day, we go and pick up all the toys at all of our location, and we call it a toy dump. And it literally is a toy dump. I mean, we're just bringing thousands and thousands of dollars worth of toys. And it's unbelievable. And it's just heartwarming to see how our community here in Winnebago County support it.
And it would be so, they don't need to see it, but boy, the joy that they're bringing to these families that can't afford it. And, you know, we talked about what's the most popular toy. That's tough as a parent when you can't afford a toy and your kid.
I can't think of anything worse for a little kid that's, you know, a Santa Claus person.
Yeah.
If by some chance he couldn't visit that day or whatever, that you guys make sure somebody visits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny. You
know, because that would be the saddest thing in the world I could think of, because some little kid on Christmas morning with nothing.
Trust me, that happens.
Yeah, it does. You know, and the thing is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they see people in the lines, you know, coming in, and because they all have the time frame of when they come and pick up their toys, we have a unique situation how we do our toys. We actually let the parents shop. So we work very closely with the Salvation Army here in Oshkosh.
Right.
They do all the distribution. So I'm just very, very thankful for them because of what they do. And, you know, seeing these people come in, you know, the hard times that people have, you know, and especially with, you know, the prices of everything going up. I mean, going to the grocery store, you know, it's tripled, you know, so that's what they need to put on the table is, you know, food for these kids. And, you
know, that's what we had the people we had in a little while ago for you. That's what they're doing is trying to put the food part on the table. Yep.
People can argue that, you know, wages might be going up, but boy, life's expensive. Life is
no way
expensive.
To look around it.
Yeah. And you just to do everything and, you know, you still, and you want to do everything, but it's kind of hard to do everything. You know what I mean? So when you step in or the food pantry, people need to enjoy the holidays and they can't get stressed out about it. And you can take a little of that stress away.
Right. And it, you know, everybody knows how stressful it is. And to just know that you can't go to a store and buy your child a toy.
Yeah.
You know, it just adds that
or
much more
stress.
Might
not have anything good for dinner that day. For
the right.
Winter. I agree. So I think it's great what you guys do and our other folks here that we had with Ryan Rasmussen. Let me just ask you this. So it's been a while since I've toy shopped, but and I want to do it for Toys for Tots this year. Did toys go up the way everything else did? Have you guys like checked or anything?
Oh, yes, they have.
They have.
Yes. I became a grandmom last year.
Okay.
And so now I'm back into buying toys and stuff like that. And it is, yeah. They
how
have
much
gone
is like
up.
A Barbie? Are Barbies expensive?
If you want to get a Barbie that is out there that is popular, you're looking at probably about $15, $20. Where before it used to be, I mean, back in the day, you were lucky if it was, you know, $2 to $5.
You know, it's one of those things, too, where you talk about the different things. And it's, I mean, you don't have to do this. Neither one of you guys have to. So you got phenomenal jobs, phenomenal companies. But there's something inside that makes a difference in these communities. You're not doing it for the pub. You're not doing it for the. You're doing it from something inside, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Just the idea to help those who need it is so fulfilling. And when Jody and I started talking about being a drop-off point, the response from our Bank First customers has been amazing.
Great.
And we've already got one box full, and it will probably overflow that more as we continue to talk about this over the next week or so. But being able to help in our community to give back from those fortunate things that we have and have had is really a great feeling, especially this time of year.
And you do it from your heart, but this is good for your employees too. I mean, you talk about employee retention and these young, talented people that are 28, 29, 30, and that's really important to them that they work for an organization that has a heart like Bank First that is giving back to the community or the home builders. That's important. And I'm not saying it wasn't important to us, but it's more important now than I think it was when I was that age. And I talked to my kids.
We didn't have this when we were our age. I mean,
we did. Well, I think it was, I don't know that we looked real hard. I just think today that is when they interview her, that's really important that, you know, some of the money goes to local community or there's things, you know, in Africa too, that kids get a little bit more internationally concerned. But I just think it's great that you're doing this for the right reason for the people. But I'm hoping this is helping your banks, your organizations.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, you know, I feel that any place that you're a business, if you can give back to your community, I mean, that shows that you invest into the people that are in the community as well. Right. You know, so, you know, whether, you know, they're having hard times or, you know, they've got a $500,000 house, which now is a typical house. But, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're always giving back to the community some way, that shows that you're invested.
And I'm going to say something else. Like when we grew up, if somebody was homeless or whatever, it's like, oh my God, what in the world happened? Well, now that I've seen it many times with my veterans and different people and through Jim's organization, that's a slippery slope.
Yes.
From if you don't have insurance and something catastrophic happens, you could lose your house and whatever. I mean, nobody's really set, it seems like. Things can happen, and it's not always just this vision you might have in your mind who you're helping. Isn't right. that the truth? You could be helping your neighbors or former neighbors or even classmates and things like that.
Oh, yes, definitely. You for sure can. You know, you don't know what happened to put them in that scenario.
Exactly.
And, you know, and all you want to do is help.
Yep. David?
I was just going to mention that you're definitely spot on when it comes to employee retention and employee happiness in the workplace when you do things that are good for the community. And I really do think that that's an excellent piece for Bank First that we do is a lot in the community. We have an excellent business banker group that does amazing things. And when I first thought about, you know, working with the radio station and with Jody on this, you know, at first it's like, wow, we really don't do that a lot. But once I proposed it to our marketing team, they loved it. And just the fact, oh, that sounds like really something good that we can do in the community. Yeah. That's something we haven't done before.
And I know, again, I just want to say, I know you're doing it for the right reason, for these families that can't afford toys and helping them. But I do want to say that people like us who are in the that buy and invest money, we like doing business with people that are good to the community. I mean, there's lots of banks, and a lot of good banks do a lot of good things. I don't want to take that away. But I think if I was looking at two different banks, I would go to the one that does Toys for Tots. You know what I mean?
Invest in the community. Let me just ask this and final thing. Where can people bring toys right now today? It's Giving Tuesday.
Well, you can take them to Bank First at you know, all the locations, you know, they'll be accepting toys. But there's tons and tons of places. A couple other places around is like Fleet Farm, Menards, EAA. So they have their big program coming up. You can take toys to there. So there's a lot of locations.
And where can we look that up? You got a website that we can just go to and...
So if you search for Toys for Tots for Winnebago County, there's a list on there of all the locations.
Okay, one last quick thing. We have 30 seconds left. I know there's an employment problem with you need laborers and stuff in the building. I've thrown my hat in that ring for a year and a half now.
Longer than that.
And I've had no response.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Save yourself time.
Wow. I'm here.
Keep
I'm
looking,
in shape.
John. Keep
thank
looking.
Thank you guys so much for what you do. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You bet.
Take care, guys.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming your way live from downtown Oshkosh at 98.3 FM, WISS and 1100 AM, and of course back in Green Bay, 98.3 FM, WISS and the Civic Media app. What a great day for talking about great things happening in this area.
Well, Giving Tuesday is awesome.
It really is.
Everybody's into it. You know, Civic Media.
Hey, why don't you give yourself one more swallow of that cookie before we start talking? Go ahead. Hey, Nick, let's fill some time.
Nick,
get that one down.
You had good cookies, though.
Seemed a little dry going down right there.
Those are good cookies.
The eyes are starting to water.
Woo!
Well, you looked at me. I'm like, oh, I was talking.
So I just want to mention once again our website, civicmedia.us. Right away, Giving Tuesday comes up, and if you click there, it's nonprofit organizations around the state. The Alzheimer's Association is on there. New Community Shelter is on there in Green Bay. The Oshkosh Community Area Community Food Pantry is on there from Oshkosh, but several others as well. And if you donate, you know that these nonprofit organizations, it's all vetted. These are organizations that have been around a long time doing great things in the community. Today's the day to do it. Civicmedia.us. Click on Giving Tuesday.
Proud to be a part of it.
And right. Hats off, because we've already had listeners contribute. I mean, way to just jump right in, guys.
Glad that Civic Media, we're talking to the guy at Bank First about that helps retain employee retention when they do things. You look at Civic Media, what they're doing, and that just helps the atmosphere of all the employees. We have 100 employees or something, and I just think they must feel really good about what we're doing today. And this is a national day. This isn't just Green Bay and Winnebago County. This is going on, and this is on the heels of some pretty cool days, right? You know, Black Friday, of course, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you know,
local
Small Business
shopping.
Saturday, right? Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday, and here we are, Giving Tuesday. So if we could keep that spending going.
Right.
If it's $200 a day, we'd love to get $200,
I think it's pretty cool that we had back-to-back-to-back there. We had Executive Director of Oshkosh Area Community Pantry and Ryan Rasmussen talk about the food that they're collecting and everything for the holiday season. Then we had Discover Oshkosh, those folks, Caitlin and Pat, and talk about all the different things people in Oshkosh are doing right now to make this.
I hate to interject and...
No, you don't.
And interrupt.
Not in the slightest.
I really wish, you know, maybe Pat could like bring some energy next time.
I know, right?
God.
A little more flair with his dress. I know.
Maybe.
You know where we're going right after the show, right?
I know. We're going to be on the clock.
We're going to be on the clock here, Mom, but we're going to buy his mom some candy.
Yes, she'll. Yeah.
And the staff, all the nurses.
Oh, how did the kids like the
Cimarillion? You see his eyes just get, what?
She doesn't have nurses.
Whatever.
She is. It's a sister.
That was like a, what?
All the staff.
What?
Yeah.
Staff. Jim's checking how much cash he's got in his wallet.
I know. Orange whip. Free orange whip.
No, that'll be fun. And this, we just love this community. But does Giving Tuesday, the amount is insignificant to the fact that you're giving, and to call, and you can even call one of these organizations and say, look, a little short on cash, but I'm happy to serve a meal.
Exactly.
I'm happy to, you talk about this, taking those toys and separating them, right? Because there's 12-year-olds and there's 3-year-olds. And so everybody needs help to manage all the giving that we're having.
What are the popular toys this year? Do you know?
You know what? I'm
Todd?
I don't.
Amanda?
I'm not, you can.
Are Barbie still big?
I think Tickle Me Elmo.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, probably some Tickle Me Elmo.
That still?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
I just want to say that I was elbowing people on that one.
In the day for the girls?
It's got a very young age group here. Okay. So, I mean, of course.
So, you've got 5 and under.
Five and under. So, like, Bluey's a big hit, okay?
Oh,
Bluey.
Who is
Bluey?
Johnny.
It's like the...
Out of Australia.
Out of Australia.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
It's adorable.
Bluey would be like...
not like Blue's Clues, is it?
It's like a new Blue's Clues.
Okay.
Right.
In the hearts.
Remember that
of parents
purple
and children everywhere.
Dinosaur?
Yeah, Barney.
Barney?
Oh, Barney, yeah.
So this would be akin to that.
Oh, okay.
Different time.
Except more heartwarming and like sometimes...
Not as scary?
Not as scary, you know? Sometimes you find yourself going, oh, they're pulling on my heartstrings here. They're letting you know it's okay to mess up as a parent.
Bluey.
Teaching feelings.
Yes, Bluey has...
so many lessons.
And an adult following.
It does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It does.
So,
that
so Bluey,
okay.
What else for five
I mean,
and under?
For five and under, I mean, you got Pokemon... You got Minecraft stuff.
And then she was
saying... Hot Wheels are still big everywhere.
Oh, are they?
Hot Wheels. Kids
love
them.
And Jody was saying that...
so cool.
Legos
are huge.
But Legos have a huge following too, and they can get pricey because there's like different collections and then different fandoms. Yeah. And you can make a Lego plant now.
You can make
Lego plant.
Like a bouquet of flowers.
A bouquet of flowers.
You can make a mini Eiffel Tower or a Lego London Bridge.
Things that light up.
Did you have Lincoln Logs?
Yeah.
That's what I was
I loved Lincoln Logs.
We built some cool stuff.
Oh, man.
Very cool stuff.
Do you guys know that Lego keeps all of their sets underground in like a storage chamber? So everything they've ever made over the years, some of those are saved. in a secret location.
Seriously? You're kidding.
Seriously,
it's
no,
gotta
I'm serious.
Be like in Belgium or something.
Some weird like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But our, hello to our listeners.
Our Belgian listeners.
Yes. Yes.
I never quite had the patience to build anything cool with Legos.
Well, you got to read. Okay. Yep. That kind of does it for you, doesn't it?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, instructions on how to build something.
That's okay. Cool that Hot Wheels are still a thing.
Yeah, they were I think when that's we really were, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
But and timeless. Just, yeah, yeah you are. Always got a bucket of them.
You know what never worked? You know what I always want and I got and never worked? The race cars. They'd always go off the track. And you'd have to readjust their little,
right,
the little thing.
Right, orange loop-de-loop.
Yeah, yeah, but they never worked right.
I never had a problem with mine, Jim, did you?
No, I didn't have a problem with that. You could,
serious?
You got to maybe slow down, John. But they don't go off the track when you're going too fast.
From him.
I mean, from
him, Jim. Yeah. Slow down a little bit there,
I
could, John.
I never.
You're going like a bat out of hell.
I always made the loop.
Wow.
The never, guy who just was talking with his mouth full
of. I thought with the two of you. Yeah. But anyway.
Okay. Well, my name's not on the mug or the show. But.
So, well, how about though a 10-year-old, 12, and your 5-year-old? That bluey thing doesn't surprise me.
Cash.
No, don't give money. My mom never give money. At
so
Christmas.
Here's the thing about kids 10 and older: they are growing up too quick.
Correct.
And kids at 10, they want makeup sets. They want like cash for their video games.
They want Lululemon,
Roblox.
Or Lululemon,
I think is still
or...
thing. Lulu, whatever. I mean, they want.
I've
Nike.
Heard of none of these things.
They want name brand stuff. Kids at 10. Act too old, in my opinion.
True story. True wow. story, guys. Hang on to your youth.
Yeah,
Todd? They're probably all in school.
I'd have no clue. I stay in my house and I say, mean, hey, you kids, get out of my yard. Yeah.
How early do they get iPods these days? Or not iPod, the tablet.
Like 10, 11.
Computers, 11, John?
12.
Yeah, hey, Larry got a computer from Uncle Johnny. Yeah, right, good, John.
Right. I had this one from college.
That's a calculator from the Dollar Tree, right. Guys.
Texas Instruments. I guess it's a break. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in downtown Oshkosh, coming your way at 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, the air support station of WISS, and of course 98.3 FM WISS and the Civic Media app worldwide. Got a text here from earlier, and we were talking about how people, when they're not busy, try to act like they're really busy at work.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like us. TJ said, you guys are giving away all my secrets for looking busy at work.
Getting angry.
Looking perturbed.
Right.
Yes. Doing like that. Okay. Well, we're not perturbed now. Dale Anderson from the Wisconsin Military Veterans Museum is in the house, a place that I have followed you guys and spoke at your banquets and did stuff for a long time, and just proud of the perseverance you folks had to keep it going and what you've produced.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's quite the place.
And Dale, you're the president.
Correct.
That is awesome. And you're a nonprofit.
Correct. We are all a volunteer organization at this point. So.
And you got a great location. I mean, I'm sure people know where it is, but we can remind them it's right on the EAA grounds.
Yeah, we're about a mile and a half, 2 miles south of the EAA Museum. It's very easy to see. There's a flag plaza in front in the building. Most of the people that come in because they saw the building. It's the best marketing tool we find so far.
Right.
We've had a discussion during the break here. We didn't think some things were lit well enough the day we missed it.
We drove right by your place. It's at a power outage
or something.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe it's the LED lights. You're trying to be good.
Yep.
I'll talk to our buildings.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
So on the inside of your you have everything in there. I mean, where do you change out the displays?
We haven't done much changing yet because we still have had room, so we keep adding.
Oh, nice.
So basically we have artifacts start from the Civil War and goes all the way up until current day. So.
I like your garage area with all the vehicles. It's really impressive.
Yeah, that's our main display area now.
Yeah, so. How do you get those?
Various sources. Some items are on loan, like we have the gun truck Brutus in the museum right now, and the gun
from Vietnam, right? Yeah.
Yep. And the gentleman that owns that was the third driver of the original gun truck Brutus in Vietnam, and he's still with us. So it's on loan to us.
That's very cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You used to have the German T-34 tank?
Used to be. That left us about 3 years ago.
But that was quite the display item.
That was a good draw for us. Gentleman that was a custodian of that piece, he asked for it back, which we gave it back. And his wish after he passed was that it would go to the Indiana Military Museum in Vincennes, Indiana. And that's where she is today.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you can still see it if you want to drive.
Nice. Okay. How many weapons do you have there? How many rifles?
Oh, I don't know if we've ever taken a thrown a count off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So we about 3 years ago, we had a gentleman from Green Bay contact us if we would take his collection. He gave us 41 rifles and 15 pistols.
Wow.
So that's quite a gift.
We probably are close to 100 when you count all the replicas and everything we have.
It's incredible.
And the students must love that, to see that, because they sometimes think wars are like a different, just a totally different time. It really isn't. There's still people living, not from World War II, not a lot, but then get the whole Vietnam, Korea, and what an educational place.
Yeah, we have school groups come in, kind of died off during COVID, but we're getting ramped back up.
And I know.
We have one group coming out of AMRO every year, and we've had over 100 students, like from North here in town or something like that.
Nice. So. Yeah. Do you give the tours?
I don't do so much anymore, but as far as for the students.
Yeah.
I am a running docent there. So, yes, I'm there at least one day a week.
Yeah.
When you guys had the dream back, was it 20 years ago maybe? We go that far back?
Oh, it goes back further than that. The founders started the organization in 1991.
Oh, okay.
So that was when the actual nonprofit started.
Okay. I got involved late 90s probably with fundraising you guys were doing. But from the dream you guys had and the ideas you had to where you are now, you have to feel very proud.
Yes. Started with five World War II vets who had artifacts and stories, and they wanted to know what would happen with those. And eventually they started a nonprofit. For a few years, it was downtown here, city center, not far from where we're sitting here. That was Park Plaza back in the day. And the building went up about 15 years ago, and we opened 11 years in April. So
that's awesome.
Congrats on that. That's great. And you know, today is – there's a tie to the today. Today's Giving Tuesday, and I'm sure you – still need, right? Volunteers, donations.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How does one get connected with?
We have a website, mvmec.org. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/mvmec. They can go on there. I don't have the phone number off the top of my head.
No, that's fine. People are going to start with those two things.
And the best way I found to get volunteers is just come walk in, look at what we've got. And
do you get a lot of spillover from EAA?
Cool.
Like if it's a rainy day at EAA, do people come over?
Not terribly, no.
No, okay.
We'll get a couple hundred that week. We're open during the weekend.
Oh, okay.
But if I could get 1% of 600,000, I would be thrilled.
You'd be bursting at the seams.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think like you said, you've got a great location, and I think there's a thirst for knowledge on military. Yeah, I think because we read about it, and most of the stuff we read about is the budget. But I think there's just a lot of great things that have happened, and the advancement of equipment must be unbelievable. What you have there from the Civil War till now.
Yeah.
What's the most unique thing you have there? Do you think?
I don't know. There's so many things.
Yeah, there are.
Gun truck Brutus. I mean,
we
have two Civil War saddles that actually were one.
Oh wow!
One is connected to a Sergeant Major Hargrove out of Ripon. So
I know you've got a nice display in regards to Medal of Honor recipients from the area.
Yes.
Burr.
Yeah, we finally finished that. That was a long progress.
From Menasha, Kenny Stumpf.
Ken Stumpf and Burr, both from Menasha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We actually have Elmer Burr's medal, the original medal that was awarded to his wife, his family.
Wasn't he killed on Christmas Eve in New Guinea?
Correct. He died Christmas Day.
Yeah, how's that for a tough story, huh?
Yeah.
But he got the Congressional Medal of Honor. Of course, what was the Kenny Stumpf story that... His mom called and said he got drafted
when he came home.
Tell that story.
We actually had the video, and he was a baseball player. So
right.
He was hoping to get drafted into baseball. One day he come home after work. He worked nights. And his mother said, "Oh, you've been drafted." And he said, "Oh, by who? The Army."
man, that's right up there with Christmas. Yeah. Jeez.
But I can put 29 years service in, too.
Oh, wow.
Ended up a sergeant major.
Yeah. You did?
No, he did.
Oh, he did, yeah. But he was one of those guys where he took that, he had a lot of pride in that. I remember being at the Medal of Honor convention in Green Bay, and he was one of the featured guys and everything like that. And it was, what he went through was pretty, what Wisconsin itself, I'm trying to think of the other gentleman, he's from Milwaukee, lost an arm, and I can't think, there's a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient.
Okay. There are three or four
right.
from Vietnam that were.
Right, mm-hmm. But he was actually in the hospital over there, and orderly walked in and said, anybody from Wisconsin here? And he's like, who wants to know? He became kind of a biker, a tough guy. He goes, who wants to know? He said, a guy from Green Bay. He goes, who is he? He goes, what's your name, sir? He goes, Bart Starr.
Yeah.
And Bart Starr visited him.
Nice.
And he told that story. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Yeah. It's great to see the reception that, Medal of Honor, when we had that in Green Bay, but just, when they go out and some of these military veterans, they go out and speak, and the kids really, they're listening, you know, and it's not that far away. It could be their grandpa or something, and I think when we were, when we were growing up, they seemed like it was a long ways away.
Yeah, they didn't talk about it.
No, we didn't have that connection.
There wasn't much. I mean,
people coming in.
Memorial Day parade
right.
for the Boy Scouts, and that's, but nothing, nobody was capturing their stories back then.
Right. It was kind of like a parade.
Yeah, and that was it.
Right.
Have the fire, the taps or whatever, the volley.
Yeah, but,
and like when some people tell me with that book I wrote there, Frontlines, that was my first one. I don't even, it would say in there maybe 2004 or 5 when that came out. And I always tell people, I wish it would have started like 10 years earlier because there would have been so many. But a lot of the guys said, we weren't ready to speak 10 years ago. We weren't ready to speak until we were ready to speak. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Very common.
Yeah.
Very common.
What other things do you have going on there? Do you have, we talk about the military and what a camaraderie, what a fraternity, lack of better, that it is. Do they meet out there? Do they have?
Well, we have like the 359 Transportation Company that's connected to Brutus. They've had their reunion there
nice.
A couple times now. We have a National Guard unit. I think they're out of Ripon, if I'm remembering right. They're coming, I think this weekend have to prep for.
Yeah.
So.
Do you get a lot of veterans that come through?
Yes.
Are they ever looking for specific things or just to kind
sometimes,
of kick the tires?
Sometimes it brings back memories.
Right.
Several years ago, I had a gentleman and his wife. He was a Vietnam vet, and he came in, and all of a sudden, he started talking about things. And I looked at his wife, and I never heard this before. And so it brings back memories, and it's really, really
cathartic. I can tell you something that's interesting. When they let me go over to it was a city warehouse, was mm-hmm. it? Where they keep all their big snowplow equipment and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. And that's where they keep their overflow of stuff.
Equipment.
And you should see some of that stuff. That's very cool. They didn't even, your custodian there didn't want me to take some of that. But I mean, just really, really one of a kind type things that guys picked up. Not just your GI issued uniform. Something really cool. They picked like a knife from New Guinea that a native made and mm-hmm. killed wow. a Japanese yeah. with. Or some just real personal things, right?
Yeah, that's county garage located at Knapp and Osborne. We have over 16,000 artifacts cataloged. And we probably have at least that much that I tell people we don't have a clue. Those saddles popped up 3 years ago. About a year and a half ago, we looked at what's in the big green box, popped it open. It's an X-ray unit from the Korean War.
Yeah, wow.
Brand new, it never had been opened before.
You want to know what was a scary looking thing? Was a medic's pouch. With his things in there, where it's just like a scalpel and a scissors and a whatever and a forceps to pull the bullet out. I mean, you want to talk about it. I don't mean to use the term barbaric, but as far as like, just being your basic things and we're going in and getting it taken care of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now we have a MASH tent in the building that we built.
That's cool.
Oh, neat.
That was as a result of that X-ray, and we just kept looking and looking. And it's pretty well equipped. It's things that we have that... We don't know. We just, look what I found.
You know what I think is funny, though? I remember when I was a little kid, whatever you got hurt, you got cut or something, you used Mercuricome. Remember Mercuricome? Almost like an iodine thing. Remember that?
I remember the iodine, the red stuff.
Yeah, that was Mercuricome.
Oh, that was Mercuricome. Okay.
And that's in, like, the bag. And I remember people later on said, oh, man.
Not loving that.
No. But you get people that ever come infection. That donate something, then want to bring, like, their family there to see it being displayed or anything?
It can happen. Our problem is we can't guarantee that we're going to display everything that comes in when you're talking the numbers we're talking
right.
Well, 16,000, I'm sure that people, it's so special to them. And you're the one who has to say, well, you know, it doesn't fit at this time, or, you know, changing out the display in 3 years or something. But yeah, I bet people like giving it to you in hopes that it's going to be shared. And that is your ultimate goal. It's just,
let's be honest, you can't use every uniform that somebody wants to donate.
That's what
We usually tell people, be sure that you don't want your family to have it. Double check.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee that it'll be displayed. And unfortunately, we can't guarantee it's going to disappear in a pile. We try to track, but when you have that many artifacts, it's hard to keep track of them all.
I agree, because if they 5-10 years, you know what? My grandson wants that back. It's like,
forget about it.
That's pretty much an impossibility.
Right.
And they sign off on when they donate.
They do. Okay.
All
right.
It belongs.
So tell me about the cost, group cost, how that all works.
We have no fee as far as walk-in people. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. We accept donations. I believe right now we're asking $5 a person if we do set up something special during the week, just for the fact that we're setting up and trying to get somebody to come in to do something.
What's your background, Dale?
Served in the Army in the early 70s. I tell people I was protecting the guest houses in Germany from Russian invasion, basically. No. Was a dairy farmer for 17 years and worked for the state of Wisconsin as a food inspector for another 20-some.
Great. Super. That's awesome what you guys have done there. It's such a great representation of our area veterans. I just think it's fantastic.
And since we're down here in Oshkosh, how do you like Oshkosh?
Good. We decided to retire here, so I originally lived in Marshfield, Medford.
Yeah, this is just a great community. Mm-hmm. And it is. That's, you got this museum, and other people would love to have a museum like that, and you've got it. And,
so 1 minute left. Tell people what they can do, what they can expect to see at your beautiful place.
As I say, anything from Civil War to current day, come on in. If you want to see MVMEC.org, check out our website. That'll lead you to other things, including our YouTube page.
Outstanding. Awesome.
But thanks for what you're doing, making, you know, elevating, you know, the history of our military, but also a free attraction that people can come and learn and really respect what they should be looking at. And that's how great the military has served this country since the Civil War.
Thank you for inviting me.
Good stuff. We'll come down and visit you one day, all right?
We will.
Thank you very much. Dale Anderson, Military Veterans Museum in Oshkosh. Also, we had David Rucker from Bank First, Jody Vandermolen, Winnebago Home Builders Association, Toys for Tots program, Pat Tracy and Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh, Ryan Rasmussen, director of Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Today is, of course, Giving Tuesday, and of course, Lisa Hale, who's in the house. Thank you so much for being here, Dale. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And the mayor down here in Oshkosh at Air Support, having a great time right here in 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app at 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay. The folks down here in Oshkosh are always so cordial and friendly and accommodating.
And we talk a lot about how great Oshkosh is, but it is that whole kind of Wisconsin nice. And we've had the same reception, Appleton, Manitowoc, obviously Green Bay. It's just, we live in a pretty...
Cool place. Especially this time of year, you find out how much people will do.
And the food pantries are everywhere, and the Toys for Tots is everywhere. And
Nikki, you're going to help me with Toys for Tots, right?
Yeah, let's go shopping.
This Giving Tuesday, you know, this is a big day. It's a big day for nonprofits, but it should be a big day for people as well, right, to kind of celebrate.
But you know the cool part, and I really and truly mean this, you know, because we've both when we first started working together, what did we say about each other?
I can't say that on the air.
Besides
that
keep part, it clean. Yeah. Keep it clean.
No, after that, we've both got good BS meters. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. When we talk about a certain person, we'd be like,
Especially when we went down to Madison and back, we'd mention a name and we'd be like,
I can't stand that person.
Everybody loves that guy. He's like,
And anyway, but all the people we had in here today, there wasn't a single one that you felt like they were just a marketing person whatever. No, you felt like every one of them was doing this because they really wanted to do it. Didn't you get that feeling?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Again, everybody but Pat Tracy.
I know, right?
Yeah, wish he could.
I know.
Come out of his
can
shell.
Can they send him to floor and keep Caitlin up here, maybe?
Maybe a little Dale Carnegie or something.
Something.
And obviously, we're teasing, but the only thing I'm disappointed in Pat is we both live in Oshkosh.
Wow. Right? You're not mad. You're disappointed?
I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed in you, son.
We talk a lot about going out for a beer. He and I have talked about it for how long have we had Pat on the show? Like 6, 8, 10, 12 months.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened.
Mm.
So if it doesn't happen for the holidays, Pat, you're out.
Yeah,
there is still some actor. He's an actor and he's in commercials and he looks exactly like him and he even acts like him. And I can't think, you would know him if I could come up with him.
Yeah, that's usually
I know
how it
it's
goes.
Hard. He's got glasses. Exactly he's got goes. The same. I know. But he's not a big name, but he's just one of those kind of guys that. The
Charmin guy?
No.
Mr. Whipple. Holy crap.
Mr. Whipple. And I thought it was Wilford Brimley.
Nope.
Last week.
I know I heard
that.
I don't know, John. But anyway, yes.
I'll think of it.
How about John Lovett?
No.
Nope. John Lovitz? No.
What did I call him? Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. My bad.
I think I'm starting to look like John Lovitz. He's on a commercial for one of those gambling things.
Oh, no. Who is the boy like from 30 Rock?
Are you talking about Kenneth?
From Who's 30 Ken? Rock?
I didn't watch 30 Rock.
Well, then how would you know the kid from 30 Rock?
Who is the...
Boy, you That's sound like me now.
I know who you're talking
You're rubbing...
Who have you become?
So much for that BS meter.
Yeah. The one person that's BSing.
Do you want to ride back to Apple?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, wow. So
right. Mr. Mayor?
I tried to get to...
Wow, take a
Not
joke.
Not John Lovett.
Oh, my God.
John Lovett.
This could be like a long time.
No.
Here. Let me see.
We'll figure it out on the way home.
No.
No, he... Okay, he
that's
always
the guy.
Plays...
That's the guy. No. That's the guy from Fargo.
He always plays a quirky
Margie.
Character.
Remember he came in second with the duck stamp?
Oh, Margie. Oh, that hey, came what do you got going place. There with your mic?
Oh, a lot of guys will use them.
Nope.
So here's what's funny.
That was a weird...
Jim and I are sitting over here. Just, you guys are totally just out of conversation. Yeah, right. We have no idea what
We're on the air, you guys.
When they run out of the 28-cent stamps, they need
the
six centers.
You
got to be kidding me.
Never. That was not the old one, not the new one.
That's your accomplice in the wood chipper, I presume?
That's
maybe I should take a day off. 126.
How often did you guys watch that?
Looking.
But that was during COVID, right? That's where you watched it 10
absolutely.
Times?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's
30 times. 30
yep.
times.
Yep.
That who would want that movie named after their city? You know? That was an
awful. Can somebody please give us a comment on the live stream with John's mic stand?
Well,
pulling away from him like every woman at ASU.
Oh. Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
Pew, pew.
Wow.
Your weapon.
Talk about you're almost to the finish line, and there's a sniper behind a rock.
Well, I was
we
speaking
made
of-
it. You know what that was? You know what that was? You know who you were? You were the German soldier in a Dirty Dozen that when they all thought they were... Remember, and they thought they had it made?
Oh, God. I just
remember that?
First time I saw that, I'm like, oh, my.
And he goes, we made it. We made it. And that German, his last thing he does is he shoots him and kills him.
Yeah.
Or I was Jim Brown after dropping the hand grenades down the air vents. Remember that? And then he's trying to run to the thing, and they shoot him?
30 Rock from the Sun is what I'm thinking of.
Oh.
It's a completely different show.
It's numbers.
Yeah.
There's a rock involved.
Yeah. I don't think it's him.
Okay, Giving Tuesday. Let's get back to what's important.
Yeah.
Here. But, all right.
Yeah.
So today,
so
I just...
yelly.
And I know people have been listening, and we just want to remind people again that this is a national holiday, but a national... Great
day of giving.
Great day. National day of giving.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've so celebrated, you know, the Black Friday and all the Cyber Monday. But yeah, today's important. And as someone, well, I guess we all work for nonprofits. Or have.
I know we don't profit.
Or have.
I mean, work is.
But you have. You've supported nonprofits for years.
Yes. Who is that boy?
John Lithgow.
Why the judgment guy?
I see it.
Show that to John Minow.
Yeah, that's not him. That's not the guy I'm thinking of. No, it's not.
Look into his eyes.
I will find that guy. No, it's not.
All right,
I will find the guy, and you guys will be, John, you're exactly 100% correct.
We got 1 minute. Okay. Let's do this.
Come on.
Can I? I do appreciate your passion for Giving Tuesday. I want to, adjacent to that, say, yep, you know what? Times are tough for everybody. And I know that Giving Tuesday has a lot of monetary donation behind it and momentum. But don't be afraid to step up, volunteer, raise your hand. Yep, yep. You can help out in a lot of different ways.
I agree.
At a lot of different places. We've all got gifts to share. And so consider that as well.
Let's give it away.
Let's do it.
Civicmedia.us, Giving Tuesday.
Outstanding. Great
Thanks
work
for
today,
having
Todd.
Us, Oshkosh.
Thank you, Amanda, for making that miserable drive from Manitowoc, of which there is no easy route. Nikki, you're all right. Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mono and the Mayors.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.